core competencies and why CIVIC does not offer two levels of certification. Hello. Thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIVIC. My name is Karen Anderson, and I am a board member of CIVIC. CIVIC often receives inquiries from current and future CICs regarding specific questions about the certification process. We would like to address two such questions today. The topics of today's podcast are the core competencies of the CIC examination and why CIVIC does not offer two levels of certification. Every 5 years, CIVIC conducts a practice analysis survey in order to determine if the certification test is on target. This survey is developed by a group of subject matter experts who identify domains of knowledge that are distinct and critical to current infection prevention and control practice. All of this is done with the guidance of test development professionals and members of the CIVIC Board of Directors. The Practice Analysis Survey assesses the current practice of infection prevention and control and ensures that the certification examination focuses on only the most essential components of current infection prevention and control practice. The Practice Analysis Survey also informs decisions about how heavily each domain is weighted in comparison to the rest of the examination. Once items for the new domains are written and the test is redesigned to incorporate all domains, CIVIC pilots the exam using a pool of eligible, uncertified infection preventionists. The pilot study helps to evaluate the new items and domains and develop a new passing score for the examination. The most recent practice analysis was completed in 2014. As a result of this survey, CIVIC updated its core competencies to encompass 8 contact areas instead of the previous 6. The 6 current core competencies are as follows. 1. Identification of infectious disease processes. 2. Surveillance and epidemiologic investigation. 3. Preventing and controlling the transmission of infectious agents. 4. Employee and occupational health. 5. Management and communication. 6. Education and research. And the 2 new domains are environment of care and cleaning, sterilization, disinfection, and asepsis. You can find a detailed explanation of these competencies on the CIVIC website under 2015 Examination Content Outline. CIVIC recommends that candidates use this outline to assist them in determining the content areas. CIVIC recommends that candidates use this outline to assist them in determining the content areas that need to be reviewed prior to their examination appointment. In addition to questions about examination content, CIVIC has been asked about whether it plans to offer an advanced credential. The mission of CIVIC is to protect the public through the development, administration, and promotion of an accredited certification in infection prevention and control. CIVIC maintains and promotes professional certification of the highest quality through the accomplishment of key objectives. Therefore, it is outside of the mission of CIVIC to create a second-tier designation at this time. Furthermore, the practice analysis previously discussed allows CIVIC to develop both an initial certification examination and a recertification examination that allows passers to demonstrate a minimum level of competency in the field of infection control. Since both the certification and the recertification examinations certify a minimum level of competency, there is no need for an advanced level of certification. Additional information regarding certification and the 2014 practice analysis can be found on the CIVIC website at www.cbic.org. If you have any additional questions, please contact the CIVIC office at info@cibic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology on October 21st, 2015.